Yes, now in our studios is John McCarthy, city administrator in Dundas. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are you today?
I'm great. It's a beautiful morning.
It is. It is in Northfield. I haven't seen Dundas, though. Is it pretty good over there, too?
A little bit further south, so it's, you know, a little sunnier, a little bit.
A little warmer.
Right.
Almost tropical. Last night, Dundas City Council had their bi-weekly or twice a month meeting, one of them. What did you talk about last night, John?
Well, talked about quite a few things. There was, you know, basically finishing up on some of the work with the Dundas Dome.
Mm-hmm.
The fee schedule, I think, was a little bit of a discussion last night. We're calling public hearings for assessment on our road projects. Basically, this is mm-hmm. a standard item, so it's a couple little business items. I talked about some of the cleanup that we've had with the results of the tornadoes everybody had. So,
is it getting back together, at least from a standpoint of the public places?
I think, Dundas has been tremendously fortunate, or was tremendously fortunate. We basically missed the disaster.
It skirted to the south pretty much, didn't it?
It just bounced off the edge of us, lost a lot of trees, and that's about, you know, both public and private.
Mm-hmm.
Very little damage in Dundas. I mean, there's some roofs being repaired. There's soffits that got struck by falling branches and stuff. But again, almost no public damage. You know, there were some private residents having, like I say, very small damage.
Mm-hmm.
Large if you're that, if you're the specific household or organization that did have some roof problems and that sort of thing, it becomes large. There's absolutely no question. But overall, tremendously lucky.
All right. You had mentioned the Dundas Dome. That was a topic earlier this year, them getting some of the landscaping, my memory is correct.
Right. Yep.
Has that been done yet?
Well, it hasn't been done yet. We had reached agreement with the Dome folks about how they can go about proceeding with the work that is required.
Mm-hmm.
One of the required items was that they were supposed to submit was what was called an enhanced landscaping plan. And by enhanced, they had submitted a very, very sketchy landscape mm-hmm. plan along with the original plans. And as part of their development requirements, the council wanted some better definition of what they were going to put in. That was finally provided, although the planting is partially done, it is not complete. There's a lot of, basically, we're looking at some wildflowers, especially around the ponding areas, planting that is you might call water garden type planting, but basically more orientated toward watery areas and prairie grass, wildflower issues. There was some redesign that had to be done to some of their grading, which changed some of the planting that they were supposed to do. So that was changed. And so they've submitted a plan now that's acceptable, that works, that looks like what I believe, mm-hmm. since I got to make the final decision on that one, is what the city wanted.
And that road was under construction.
That road was under construction, yeah. Right.
Looks good. I was on it the other day.
Yeah, and, out very nice.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is the other major thing is they were having problems with parking lot, both the surface of their existing parking lot, and they have an expansion area that they were supposed to have either completed or returned to grass by this time. Basically by November 1 of this year, which they hadn't done. So there was an extension basically off given to them to improve the parking lot, basically because one of the reasons that they had is the original parking lot apparently wasn't the underground work or the the grading below wasn't prepared properly, and they had problems with their parking lot deteriorating really fast. Basically, fell apart in less than a year.
So is they're going to paved.
This the is paved, the paved area. Okay. So they did some temporary repairs on some of the pavement in the parking lot and got an extension to complete all of the paving for the parking lots. So that was part of the agreement. They've also are going to provide a provide some additional security funds to make sure that they finish the job. So mm-hmm. that if they don't do the job, the city can go in and make sure the job is done.
Okay. All right. Let's move on. We've talked to folks from the city of Northfield and also from Northfield Area Fire and Rescue about the purchase of this pre-purchase of a new fire truck. And I think, was Dundas the last one that needed to approve that?
Right. Dundas was the last okay. one. Basically, NAFRS could have most likely gone ahead with the pre-purchase, but we were waiting to see what Northfield mm-hmm. did. They made a Northfield made a motion or made a decision on, I believe, the 16th, and this was our first meeting. This was the City of Dundas's first meeting since the 16th. Basically, Dundas approved their portion of the prepayment.
Okay. How much is Dundas's portion?
Dundas's portion of the prepayment is $22,200.
Okay. All right.
Basically, of the about $600,000 of the of the truck, there was a discount offered for prepayment of the total prepayment would be $400,000, basically two-thirds of the cost of the truck. And if it was paid by December 1 of this year, there would be a discount of about $14,000. Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't quite net out to $14,000 because if, according to the bid, if about half of it would be paid next year, which is probably in February, there would be a discount at that time of about $3,000. So it's closer to $11,000, which is significant. It's not, and I think that's worth, you know, as long as you're spending your taxpayers' money, it's worth taking advantage of every chance you get.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of the entities or all of the parties, quote unquote, had the money in reserves. Dundas basically had most of it in this year's budget, but we do have some money set aside specifically for costs that we understand are going to go up in the related to fire protection, and so we had to pick up a little bit of that $22,000 out of the reserves, but we had planned for that type of a function or that type of a event happening.
What are the costs are going to increase? Is it just general cost, general budget cost, as far as the operating?
Well, one of the biggest increases in that we've been looking at is one is there's a lot of, as far as capital costs, there's a very, very detailed 10-year plan. Of course, that doesn't mean that it's set in stone, and there will be changes. There were some changes made by NAFRS this year in moving vehicles around a little bit as far as the need, but not only that, there is the cost of paying for the new facility. So that wasn't as part of the there's both capital and operating costs are going to increase, and next year the organizations, the parties are going to have to start contributing to the bond payment that Northfield makes, and so basically that's built into a lease payment for next year. So Northfield is going to be making bond payments, but the other folks are absorbing those bond payments by an increase in the lease that NAFRS is paying the City of Northfield.
Once again, John McCarthy, Dundas City Administrator, is with us. John, anything else from last night's meeting?
There was a little discussion about NAFRS. Mm-hmm. I know the mayor expressed concern. He understands from an interview that was conducted here at the radio station that there was a work plan that wasn't that the mayor didn't quite understand met the hiring of the new coordinator. So I was instructed at to prepare a resolution trying to clarify exactly how the discussion with the state fits in with about data to the state fits in with the work plan that was represented by the administrator or by the
you're losing me here. What?
Well, the City of Dundas's understanding was that the coordinator would be assisting the board in understanding the process, clarifying some of the processes, defining some of those board actions, and the mayor was concerned that the assignment talked about for a data studying data retrieval is more of an administrative function than a coordinator function.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's some concern that that the you know, what is the function of the coordinator? Is it to be administrator?
Or and who is the coordinator?
Sean Simonson.
This is Sean Simonson we're talking
right.
about, the position
right.
that
the
he
position
has.
That we just hired.
Okay, and that is, for our listeners out there, that's a temporary one-year position.
Right.
Okay.
At 10 hours a week.
Okay. All right. Right.
Yeah.
So your concerns are what is the scope of his job duties?
Right.
Okay.
It appears that administrative functions are all of a sudden slipping over into quote-unquote coordinator functions.
Mm-hmm.
And at least that's the appearance that it seems to be given.
Okay. And the concern would be then after 1 year making this a full-time job?
I don't know. The concern is that what his job description was? Is that
okay.
what he was hired under? Isn't the understanding of what this person was
okay.
was described as doing?
Okay.
This is more, again, it appears to be more an administrative function. This is normally would be done by the administrator of the fire department, which is the mm-hmm. fire chief.
Okay.
And that's the concern.
So you have you were instructed to make a resolution. Did you say that? Is that what
that's
you,
correct?
Okay, and that will be presented at the next NAFRS meeting.
Right.
Do you know? Have you done that yet?
No, that's okay. just last night. That discussion occurred.
Okay.
Less than 12 hours ago,
okay.
so I'm not quite
what
up
have you
to
been
speed
doing?
Yet.
I guess you've been in here talking to us.
Right.
Okay, all right. Well, that's something we can look forward to, and we can talk to in the future.
Sure.
All right. Anything
okay.
else, John?
Okay, that's about it, Jeff.
Thank
okay.
you so much.
Well, one quick
yeah.
thing is,
yeah.
that, is we did, council did discuss fees for next year last night, and they're calling for a public hearing on the fee schedule. Basically, there will be no increase or no adjustment to fees, increase or decrease, for water, sewer, or any of the public utilities.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right. Good news there.
Okay. Thank
all
you.
Right. Thanks, John. John McCarthy, Dundas City Administrator. You're listening to 95.1 FM.